It's Wednesday, November 15th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Clear goals and pragmatic AI use, the success factors and decision velocity. The FTC's stance on AI, balancing innovation with consumer protection laws. And DeepMind's GraphCast achieves 90% accuracy in weather forecasting. This is the business of tech.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
According to an IDC white paper, companies achieving faster decision velocity through AI share common attributes such as clear goals, active technology investment, and pragmatic use of AI, analytics, and data technologies. These organizations are achieving greater decision velocity in a volatile and complex environment. The paper cites a consumer packaged goods company as an example of AI-powered decision intelligence in practice. IDC's research emphasizes the value of decision intelligence in enterprise digital transformation and the need for innovative technology to accelerate accurate decision-making at scale. Despite the increasing pressure for companies to implement AI strategies, a survey conducted by Cisco reveals that the majority of business leaders lack the necessary infrastructure, policies, talent, culture, and data to do so. While 97% of respondents acknowledge the urgency to use AI technology, only 14% are fully prepared for the transition. The survey highlights the gap between companies' AI ambitions and operational realities, particularly regarding data readiness and governance. It emphasizes the importance of effective governance, training, and change management to address these challenges and ensure successful AI implementation. According to Snow Software's IT Priorities Survey, IT leaders' top priorities are integrating AI, security risk mitigation, and IT cost reduction. Budget concerns are prevalent across tech categories, with overspending reported in cloud services, security tools, hardware, on-prem software, and SaaS applications. IT leaders recognize the need for better visibility into spending and usage, especially as organizations adopt generative AI tools and push for innovation. A study by SnapLogic has found that generative AI can save office workers a significant amount of time, with nearly half of respondents confident that it could save them a day's work per week. However, many workers lack understanding of generative AI, and a significant percentage have not received adequate training to use it effectively. Despite this, employees desire to learn more about their technology as they believe it is vital for career advancement. Employers should be aware that some workers are using the tools without disclosing it, highlighting the need for staff training and clear guidance. Why do we care? So these studies point to transforming services where AI is central to business strategies. The challenges of readiness, governance, cost management, and employee training are critical areas where IT service providers can offer valuable solutions and support. Setting clear objectives, consistent technology investment, and the practical application of the technology and data analytics are marking the companies who are succeeding. Most businesses recognize the urgent need for AI, but lack the infrastructure, policies, talent, and data governance to implement it effectively. The gap points to a significant opportunity for providers to offer data readiness, governance, and AI-focused training and change management solutions. We focus here. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a rare document with the U.S. Copyright Office expressing concerns about generative AI. The FTC warns of potential copyright infringement and consumer deception, highlighting the risk of AI mimicking artists' work without permission and being trained on pirated content. Critics argue that the FTC's involvement may undermine the concept of fair use. The FTC has warned that while AI output may not violate copyright laws, it could still break consumer protection laws. The regulator expressed concerns about potential harm to consumers, workers, and small businesses, including privacy violations, discrimination and bias, deceptive practices, and scams. The FTC emphasized the need for consent and control over the use of creators' work in AI training, as well as disclosure and warning mechanisms. The watchdog also highlighted the potential for AI-generated content to flood markets, imitate specific creators, and cause harm to both fans and artists. While the U.S. Copyright Office has determined that current copyright laws cannot protect AI-generated content, it remains unclear whether synthetic content violates human-made intellectual property protections. AI developers breaking copyright law may also violate Section 5 of the Federal Trade Act, which prohibits unfair or deceptive acts or practices in commerce. The AIB Tech Lab seeks information and feedback around deleting consumer data in response to privacy laws. The framework aims to address the challenge of data deletion through ad supply chain and is open to input from industry stakeholders. The Office of Management and Budget is developing guidance on the accessibility of government technology, aiming to ensure equal access for all individuals, including those with disabilities. The forthcoming guidance expands existing standards and applies to internal and external-facing technology. The OMB emphasizes the need for consistent accessibility testing and measurement across agencies to ensure compliance with Section 508 standards. The UK's telecoms regulator, Ofcom, has released its first guidelines for tech firms to comply with the Online Safety Act. The guidelines aim to combat the spread of illegal content such as child sexual abuse material, terrorism content, and fraud. While compliance with the guidelines is voluntary, tech firms are expected to prevent the spread of illegal content proactively. Ofcom estimates that around 100,000 services may fall under the regulations, with the largest platforms having to abide by the strictest requirements. The guidelines also cover other illegal harms like harassment and the supply of drugs and firearms. Non-compliance can result in fines of up to £18 million, or 10% of worldwide turnover. Why do we care? For providers and businesses, carefully balance leveraging technological advancements and adhering to evolving regulatory and ethical standards. That's the trick. The good news is that there's tons of guidance and opportunities to contribute. We'll be watching the FTC closely. Their stance could influence future regulatory frameworks and raises important questions about the balance between innovation, copyright, and consumer protection. They are making a pretty clear argument that existing regulations apply clearly. And let's talk about some specific uses for all that AI. A machine learning-based weather prediction program called GraphCast, developed by DeepMind researchers, has outperformed traditional weather pattern prediction technologies with a 90% verification rate. GraphCast could predict weather variables over 10 days in under 1 minute by analyzing Earth's weather's two most recent states. It has already successfully predicted the landfall of Hurricane Lee 10 days in advance. The algorithm can also predict severe weather events and potentially improve predictions related to climate change. Google is considering integrating GraphCast into its products, and NOAA is working on developing more accurate models for severe weather events and hurricane intensity forecasts. NineMinds has launched Alga, an AI-driven solution for managed services providers that aims to improve customer service capabilities and increase productivity. Alga streamlines ticketing by identifying customer requests, providing tailored advice, and generating client-ready reports. It's fully integrated with ConnectWise and will be as available as an extension for other platforms. Google is introducing new generative AI tools for creating ads, including headlines, descriptions, and images. The tools are aimed at advertising agencies and businesses without in-house creative staff. Advertisers can iterate on the generated text and images until they find something they like. Google also ensures that it will not generate identical images to avoid duplication. The ad creator will be available for users of Google's Performance Max ad campaign product and will support Google Spots like search and shopping. Why do we care? Sure, it's easy to make fun of weather people, but this is transformative. This can have far-reaching implications, not just for weather forecasting, but also for disaster preparedness and climate change studies. I talk about second-order effects a lot. Here's a good one. And it's coming into marketing and ads in a big way. Creative industries should take heed. And while we should worry about the flood of mid-grade bad ad content, this isn't without thought. The commitment to avoid duplication in generated images also indicates an awareness of the need for uniqueness and originality in advertising content. For businesses and service providers, the developments present opportunities to leverage AI for improved decision-making, operational efficiency, and creative processes, aligning with the broader trends of digital transformation, also known as keeping up with technology. And that's why we like this trend.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. I hope that isn't dinner. Want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and the link is in the show notes. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.